shepherds all the way. Bring them in, bring them in, bring them in from the fields of sin. Bring them in, bring them in, bring the wanderers to Jesus. Who go and help this shepherd guide, help him the wandering one to find. Who bring the lost one to the home, where they'll be sheltered from the cold. Bring them
this here, see the top staff here, and that flag holds coming down, that's out of them.
I'll get back here.
Let me show
you. I'll meet you by
the way. See this thing right here? This is bass and tenor, alto, and lead. When the flag holds still pointing up,
it's
lead. And they're coming down.
It's coming down.
That's the front.
That's the iron right here.
My son used to always request this song. He requested it so much. I kind of get kind of mad because he requested so much. But I'd give anything if he's here tonight and raise up his hand and say, well, can we sing I'll Meet You by the River? It's kind of ironic. I mean, I took that for granted. My little boy, about 8 or 9 years old, can we sing that I'll Meet You by the River? And it got to be a thorn in my flesh. And I resented him requesting this song, and now I'd give anything. I'd give anything if he's here tonight requesting this song.
Over on the bright illusion shore, where the howling tempest comes no more,
I'll meet you by the river,
meet you by the river,
some
happy day, far beyond the partings and the tune, where the charming roses ever bloom.
I'll meet you by the river,
meet you by the river, some sweet day.
Happy day. I'll meet you by the river,
meet you by the river,
some
happy day.
Bright and shining river,
so far away, we have flown these prison bars to a city far beyond the stars.
I'll meet you by the river,
meet you by the river, some sweet day.
After
all the sorrow and the strife, after all the trouble of this life,
I'll meet you by the river,
meet you by the river,
some sweet day,
some happy day, when we gather far beyond the sea. What a happy meeting that will be.
I'll meet you by the river,
meet you by the river, some sweet day.
By the river,
meet you by the river,
some sweet day,
some happy day.
bright and shining river,
so far away, after we have flown these prison bars, to a city far beyond the stars.
Meet you by the river
some sweet
day.
After all the disappointments here, after all the shadows disappear,
I'll meet you by the river.
Meet you by the river
some sweet day,
some happy day, when the evening sun at last goes down, when we go to wear a robe and crown.
Meet you by the river,
meet you by the river some sweet day.
Meet you by the river
some sweet day,
some happy day.
Bright and shining river, bright and shining river,
far away,
so far away, after we have flown these prison bars, to a city far beyond the stars.
Meet you by the river
some sweet day.
It's something
Oh.
You didn't. You quit happening. You're supposed to continue on.
Oh, sorry. We're in.
Yeah.
Sorry. Let's sing 18.
No, I'm sorry. You wouldn't need it. No, not right here. You're right.
Thank you.
It's the tenor and the bass when you're in there, Mark. You're right. You're
we don't sing bass. But I just leave one. I
get
there,
there's going to
be some people waiting on that side.
Amen, Sister Margaret. Amen.
And if I get there before y'all do, I'll be waiting for y'all.
The Bible said, having
that's
this
true.
Hope.
We'll be sitting there
that
time,
won't
it? See
yeah, well,
over there and tell you.
That's true. I've actually got more family there than I've got down here. I truly do.
Yeah, most areas, or at least tonight, y'all. Yeah. Them going out. What's the matter, Dylan?
18.
Well, I tell you what, I wish everybody could go to heaven. I don't see nobody lost. That's their decision, individual decision.
Okay.
Okay.
I guess the flag's down.
You can't play that,
neither. I'm in the way, the bright and shining way. I'm in the glory land way. Jesus saves today. Yes, I'm in the glory land way. I'm in the glory land way. I'm in the glory land way. Heaven is near and the way grow a clear, for I'm in the glory land way. The gospel call today, get in the glory land way. Wanderers come home, oh, hasten to obey, and get in the glory land way. I'm in the glory land way. I'm in the glory land way. In His love, I'm in the glory land way. Soon I shall see Him in that home above. I'm in the glory land way. I'm in the glory land way. I'm in the glory land way. Heaven is near and the way grows clear. I'm in the glory land way.
What's a good way to be, amen? The Bible said when the righteous, I don't remember exactly how this verse goes, but when the talking about when the They're gathered together in unity. There's glory in it. I remember Jack how that verse goes, but it says there's glory in it. And I like the glory of God. I like it when the glory of God comes down. Amen.
Get to heaven and give us
a singing lesson. Yeah, I'm going to see if I can. Amen, brother. See if I can find this verse. I want to get the girls to come up here and let them sing. Well, this thing, the battery's gone out of something. It ain't even working. I believe it needs a set of batteries in it. Katie, you and Skyline, y'all want to come and sing, sweetie? I think we got you set up here. Just set your mic where you need it there. Amen. This is a blessing. You kind of take it for granted tonight, but it's kind of like I was talking about my little boy. I'd give anything if he's here tonight. Raise up his hand, say, can we sing I'll Meet You by the River? So take full advantage of this blessing and let him go ahead and sing.
I'm coming on the upward way, new cross I'm gaining every day.
Once was lost, but now I've
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Appreciate them singing tonight. That's always a blessing. And I was just sitting there watching them sing. Imagine one day they're not going to be little. They're going to be standing. And boy, it's just a blessing just to see them standing for the Lord, young. And I hope they continue that. I hope there's continuance of that. I hope they don't fall out by the way, but continue to sing and continue to stand for the Lord. What a blessing that is. Man, I just tried to imagine God in that moment, seeing these little children sing. And I'll tell you, that's the things of God. And they're just priceless that He's praised and He's exalted. We praise Him in song. We praise Him in worship and all of that. And that's about as pure as it gets. Like Brother Melvin said, suffer little children come unto me and forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of heaven. And I believe there's a lot of children in heaven. And matter of fact, when we get to heaven, there'll only be one Father. And we'll all be children. Amen. All right, we'll be opening our Bibles tonight, Mark chapter 9. I don't really like to make notes, but there's so much Scripture, I can't remember it all. And with that in mind, I do have to write these Scriptures down, and I can quote at them, but I want to speak forth the Word of God as clear as I can. But we're going to be reading Mark chapter 9, and we're going to read 24 verses. I'll let you in on a little secret, and the Lord's got permission to interrupt what I'm going to tell you, but if He doesn't change, if He doesn't deem otherwise, I'll actually be preaching out of Mark chapter 9 again next Sunday morning. I have in my heart to preach two messages from this chapter today, and the message this morning took the preeminence of that. But we'll be preaching tonight out of Mark chapter 9, and next Sunday morning also out of Mark chapter number 9. And the Lord can certainly change that if He so desires. But if you've got your Bible open up there, we'll read you 24 verses out of Mark chapter 9. And He said unto them, talking about Jesus, verily I say unto you, that there shall be some of them that stand here, which shall not taste of death, till they have seen the kingdom of God come with power. After 6 days, Jesus taketh with Him Peter and James and John, and leadeth them up to a high mountain apart by themselves. And He was transfigured before them, and His raiment became shining, exceeding white as snow, so as no fuller on earth can white them. That's like bleach. They were so white that it couldn't be made no whiter. And me and Brother Melvin was trying to determine the color of that car. Of course, it obviously was white, but it was a WT coat of white. But this also is a coat of white that the world ain't never seen. I mean, it's whiter than the snow. And there appeared unto them Elisha and Moses. Elias with Moses, and they were talking with Jesus. Now I want you to know, both of these men have been dead a long time. Moses, the Bible said, no man knows of his sepulcher unto this day. He told Moses, He said, I'm going to let you look in the promised land, but you ain't going in. And he didn't get to cross over Jordan. But anyway, here he is again. He's on the mount with Jesus. Moses is there. Elijah. He was taken up with a chariot, a fire, in a whirlwind. And right in front of Elisha, Elisha cried out, my father, my father, and he threw his mantle down. And Elisha picked up that mantle and said, where's the Lord God of Elijah? But I want you to know, he was right there. He smote the water and it parted. And here he came across, and the prophets looked down and said, the Lord's with Elisha as it was with Elijah. Well, here, these two men that have been taken from the earth, they're back again, and they're on this mountain. Jesus is transfigured, and they're talking with Him. Peter, he's a good Baptist, And Peter answered and said, Jesus, Master, it's good for us to be here. You know, I ain't going to promise you that it's always going to be good to be here. I'll promise you this one thing, wherever the Lord is going to be good, amen? But Peter here, in the moment, he don't know what to say. He don't know what to do. I mean, this is, man, this is one of them monumental moments. I mean, here it is. It's just manifesting. Peter, he's at a loss here. He don't know what to do, what to say. So he just jumps up and says, it's good for us to be here. Let us make three tabernacles, or three buildings. One for thee, one for Moses, one for Elias. Now, when you do get in a scene like this, you don't want to leave it. You want to stay. And Peter's thinking, boy, we'll just stay right here. Ain't no sense in leaving. And that's kind of where heaven is. You don't want to leave. You want to stay. And the houses, the mansions are already there. But Peter here, he says, hey, let's make some buildings. Let's stay. Verse 6 explains, for he wist not, or he knew not what to say, for they were so afraid. I mean, this just manifested itself right before them. And there was a cloud that overshadowed them, and a voice came out of the cloud saying, this is my beloved Son, hear Him. And suddenly, when they looked round about, they saw no man anymore, save Jesus only with themselves. And as they came down from the mountain, He charged them that they should tell no man what things they'd seen till the Son of Man were risen from the dead. And they kept that saying with themselves, questioning one with another what the rising from the dead should mean. Now, these men, they're just common men. They're not learned men. The Lord here talking about the resurrection from the dead, and man, it sounds pretty good, but they don't really know what that means. Verse 11, they asked Him, saying, why say the scribes that Elias must first come? He answered and told them, Elias barely cometh first. Now, that scripture is found in the book of Malachi, the last book of the Old Testament. And it says, before that day I'll send the last chapter, verse 5, says, behold, I'll send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord, and he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to the fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. Now, that's the last two verses of the Old Testament. And that's why these disciples are saying, why say the scribes that Elias must first come? And he answers them and tells them, Elias barely cometh first and restoreth all things, and how it's written of the Son of Man that he must suffer many things and be set at naught. But I say unto you that Elias is indeed come, and they have done unto him whatsoever they listed, as it's written of him. And he's talking about John the Baptist in this saying right here. John the Baptist had the spirit of Elijah. He come a type of Elijah. The last prophet of the prophets was John the Baptist. In verse 14, and when he came to his disciples, he saw a great multitude about them, and the scribes questioned with them, and straightway all the people, when they beheld him, were greatly amazed, and running to him, saluted him. And he asked the scribes, what question ye with them? You know, Jesus is not just authority, but here in this passage, he shows up the authority that's needed for this time. One of the multitude answered and said, Master, I have brought unto thee my son, which hath a dumb spirit, and wheresoever he taketh him, he teareth him, and he foameth and gnasheth with his teeth and pineth away. And I spake to thy disciples that they should cast him out, and they could not. And he answered him and saith, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me. And they brought him unto him, and when he saw him, straightway the spirit tear him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed foaming. And he asked his father, how long is it ago since this came unto him. And he said of a child, all times it hath cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief. And we'll stop our reading right there. I want to preach tonight on help my unbelief. Read quite a bit of scripture there tonight. Pray with me tonight. Father, we've been wanting to preach this message for a long time. Lord, I thought in my heart it'd been better to preach it when you first gave it to me. Lord, it seemed like it's been an eternity, Father. But I do pray, Lord, for the freshness of this message tonight. Lord, I do pray, Lord, like you blessed this morning, I pray you'll bless again tonight. Lord, refresh our hearts. Your word says the times of refreshing come from the presence of the Lord. And Lord, how we do need to be refreshed. Peter said, I thank it meet, brethren, while I'm in this tabernacle to stir you up by way of remembrance. Lord, I pray you visit our hearts from on high. I pray, Lord, you'll help this tongue, Lord, not to stammer. Lord, I pray, Lord, with the Holy Spirit's help, I'll be able to speak forth the Word of God with plainness, Lord, and also, Father, with anointed power. And Father, I do pray, dear Lord, tonight, for these that are here this message. I pray, Father, also for those that are here this message, Lord, by way of the internet. I pray, dear Lord, that the message, Lord, would not be abstained. I pray, Lord, it be observed. I pray it be reverenced with fear. And I pray, dear Father, Lord, you'd be able, Lord, to do great and mighty works. Lord, I thank you and praise you for all you do. And give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. This passage we've just read here, I read quite a bit of lengthy scripture there. But in the midst of this passage, we see a powerless church. We see the Lord has lived for a little while. He's gone with three of his chosen one, his closest three. He's got Peter, James, and John with him. And he comes down from this transfiguration where he transfigures himself in front of him, in front of them. They hear God speak from heaven saying, it's my beloved Son, hear him. And he talks about raising from the dead, and they don't know what that means, and they're talking, what's that mean? And he comes down, and here's a controversy when he comes down, and most of the time there is a controversy somewhere. I don't know how, but there's always some kind of controversy. And I'm looking forward to the day we've got more unity and controversy. But in this controversy, there's a great multitude. And in this multitude, there's one man with a need. And the need is his son has a devil. And this devil's trying to destroy him. He said he throws him in the fire and throws him in the waters, trying to destroy him. Jesus said the thief cometh but for to kill, to steal, and to destroy. And that's what this devil's doing. He's trying to destroy this young boy. But this young boy's got a father that loves him. And the reason this boy and his father's here is because he needs some help. And Jesus is the help that he needs. And he says, Lord, he said, if you can do anything, we just pray that you'll have compassion on us and help us. And Jesus said, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And straightway the father, the child, cried out. I think that's one thing that's missing today. We're not crying out. I think we set at naught. I think we set like knots on a log. We don't move. We sit there. But this father couldn't sit there no more. And he cried out. And he said with tears. He said, Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief. He said, I need some help. God's got all the help we need. I want to preach tonight on help mine unbelief. There was an atheist went to a tent meeting one night. He was a well-known atheist. This was old time, long time ago, back when you used to have them tent meetings. Multitudes would come in kind of like this. They'd come in for the preaching of the Word of God. Back then, people were seeking God. Now they're seeking a way to do away with God. But this atheist, he come to this tent meeting that night, and one of his fellow friends saw him come over there and kind of with jest. He said, I thought you was an atheist. He said, I am. And he said, what are you doing here? And he said, well, I don't believe. But that man does. And I come to hear what he's got to say. What he's saying, he said, I need somebody to help me in my unbelief. I think every atheist didn't want to be an atheist. I think he just needs some help believing. I think every atheist, if they be honest, they say, I remember Phil Zantuck out there at Donnelly's, he'd come to me. All the men I worked with got saved except him. He'd been raised by his father to be an agnostic. But I saw in his eyes, I saw that he was sincere. And he said, Eddie, I want to believe. I just can't. Oh, listen, there's a world full of people like that. They want to believe. They need help believing. They need us to help them, to show them that God's real, amen. There's more to this, amen, than what we show sometimes. Man, I wish we'd just be real. I ain't kidding you. Somebody said, quit acting, start being one, amen. Well, I don't want to act like a Christian. I want to be a Christian. I want to be a Christian in everything I do. I want my walk line up, my talk line up. I want everything. I want them to take note I've been with Jesus. Because I tell you what, I believe there's a world of people out there like that atheist. He come to that tent meeting that night, and the reason he come Molly, because, buddy, he wanted something changed. He didn't want to stay an atheist. He said, I don't believe. But he does, amen. I want to hear what he's got to say. Cry of an atheist, amen. Nobody dies an atheist. Might live one, but you don't die one. I've heard many stories about atheists, but it went too long. I remember reading my wife's, got a book at home called Voices from Eternity. This one atheist, he was a very pronounced infidel. Boy, he boasted plumb to the last day. I ain't scared of dying. There ain't no God. I ain't worried about that. And he had a lot of money. They had some nurse standing there with him. But it come down the day he was dying. He's got to screaming out, they're coming for me! They're coming for me! Somebody help me! They're binding me! They're swallowing me up! They're dragging me down! That woman, that nurse left that castle. This man lived in a castle. For 3 miles away, you could hear this man screaming out, somebody help me! Somebody help me! They're dragging me down! And she said, by her own words, for all the gold of England, I'll not sit with another infidel. Words are boastful with the atheists, with the infidels. But they don't die in atheists. They don't die in infidel. The Bible mentions about Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said, who is the Lord that I should obey him? Exodus chapter 5, verse 2. I'll tell you what, buddy, that changed in Exodus chapter 12. He said, up, get you out of Egypt. Go serve your God. And by the way, he said it, bless me also. He saw enough. And when he was holding that firstborn child, that son, that God told him, at the midnight hour, the midnight cry, they wrote a song, the midnight cry, God had told him, Pharaoh, he'd hardened his heart all along, Billy. But this time the Bible said God hardened his heart. Boy, it's a sad day when God hardens your heart. Now that's one thing, and I was pretty bad about hard-hearted. Man, I didn't have no sympathy for my wife. She's trying to be a Christian mother. Trying to be a Christian wife. Raise our family right. And I was all wrong. I didn't care. Man, I hurt her feelings. I'll tell you what, I trampled over her love and all of that. And boy, I really made a poor example of a husband and a father. Boy, she never gave up. And God honored that and finally gave her a godly husband. I thank the Lord that he was willing to be that long suffering to me. He should have smoked me. Man, he should have took me out. I tell you, I'm ashamed of the 80 weight I used to be. And I'm glad, like Paul said, I obtained mercy because I did what I did ignorantly. But Pharaoh here, buddy, he said, who is the Lord that I should obey him? Boy, he's Pharaoh. I mean, he's above all. Everybody bows the knee to Pharaoh. He don't see no need for giving any place to God. But I want you to know at that midnight hour, buddy, when Egypt woke up and the Bible said there was not a house, there wasn't one dead. I want you to know the cry went out and he called for Moses and he called him in there and he said, go serve your God and bless me also. Somebody helped his unbelief, amen. I know who it was. But I just got a simple message here tonight on how to help unbelief. The Bible said nations that forget God will be turned into hell. One reason the nations forget God is because they become apostate. They go away from the Word. They go away from worship. They go away from God. And they get out like the prodigal in a far country. And all of a sudden they can't see nothing but what they want to see. And they don't care about anything but themselves. But I want you to know, God's got a way of bringing nations around.
Amen.
My son, last night, I don't remember exactly our conversation, I was about half asleep. But in the conversation we had last night, there was a movie come on called The Perfect Storm. And he said something about that movie. And I said, son, do you know what that movie's about? He said, well, no, it's just a movie, Dad. I said, I'm going to explain to you what that movie's about. President Bush, our former president, his father made Israel give some land to Yasser Arafat. They were made to do it. The next day, an impossible tornado, a hurricane, I guess it would be a hurricane, come from the ocean, went straight to his house and knocked on his door. Now that movie is called The Perfect Storm. Scientists will tell you it's scientifically impossible for a tornado to come from the direction it came. A man wrote a book about that event called What God Has Wrought. His name is Brother Bill Grady. Lives in Washington. And this movie portrays this vicious storm. And I'm mentioning all this right here because my son looked at me that night and he said, I didn't know all of that. I said, there's a lot of things that God does that people don't know. But I want you to know, President Bush's father, he knew the next day that he shouldn't meddle with God's children. I'll tell you right now, it came to his doorstep. It went straight to his house the next day after he made them sign that contract. Now, Nahum chapter 1, verse 3 says that God has His way in the whirlwind and in the storm.
Amen.
Now, four storm chasers just recently were chasing a storm and caught one and killed all four of them. Some things you don't need to meddle with. One of the things you don't need to meddle with is something that God sends. I don't know about y'all, but I've been kind of watching things going on and I'm not that smart. But as I look at some of the devastation that's coming upon America, I believe there's only one other conclusion that there is to come up with. That's God dealing with us as a nation according to our sins and according to our ungodliness. I believe that God's trying to get the attention of this nation. I'm going to preach along those lines tonight. But I believe God's going to help the unbelief of America, and I believe they're all going to be made to acknowledge like Pharaoh that He's God. Amen. The whirlwind that showed up at his doorstep the next day. Scientists said it was impossible. So much for science. Amen. Job chapter 1 verse 19 starts out with a whirlwind. Takes 10 of his children. Job, I believe it's chapter 40. No, Job 38 verse 1. God shows up in a whirlwind. And he talks to Job by that whirlwind.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think those whirlwinds are just when God just reaches down His finger and does like that right there, Molly.
Amen.
And I believe, buddy, that little wet right there, buddy, they can call it whatever they want to, but the Bible says God has His way in them.
That's right.
Amen. And that one that went to President Bush's house, I know who sent it, amen. I believe he knows who sent it. I believe he knows that he messed around, done something he shouldn't have done. I'm glad God's above presidents, above kings.
Amen.
Amen. But not just the whirlwind. You're talking about helping unbelief. What about all these sinkholes showing up? Numbers chapter 16, verse 23-35. There's a bunch of rebels and God, Moses just stood up and he said, well, if God does some new thing and the earth just opened up, swallowed him up, all of a sudden, buddy, it opened up and it swallowed him up and the fire came out and it screamed and the fire devoured a whole bunch of them. Amen. Let me tell you something. Those sinkholes, in my opinion, are from God. They've been showing up everywhere. Man, there's people trying to sell a house right now down in Florida. He's scared to death. Some man goes to sleep. Man, right in the middle of his bedroom, the thing opened up. He's swallowed up in his sinkhole. He's screaming. His brother dies in the sinkhole. He hears his brother down there. Help me! Help me! There's only one that can help. His name is Jesus. Amen. These sinkholes, man, they've been opening up. Man, they've been swallowing up houses. They've been swallowing up heavy equipment. Just disappear. Look over there and you see where the ground was and that's no more. Cars swallowed up. Houses swallowed up. I believe God's sending a message to America. I believe He's trying to help the unbelief of this country. Amen. I believe, buddy, in these sinkholes, these whirlwinds, I believe God's saying hello. But not just that, what about the earthquakes? The Bible mentions there in Acts 24, verse 7, that there'll be earthquakes in divers places. And I know we got scoffers. I know they're slow to believe, but I'm looking. There's signs everywhere. Sinners' hearts might be hard. But I want you to know, buddy, these earthquakes, they're not going away. They're gaining ground. There's more and more as we speak. There's earthquakes everywhere.
Yeah.
I do believe all this. You know, when Jesus died at Calvary, it said there was an earthquake and the rocks rent. Now, because of all that, the Bible said a Roman centurion soldier said, truly this was the Son of Man. There was enough there to convince him that this wasn't an ordinary man that they crucified. I'll tell you right now, but he said he was the Son of God. Truly this was the Son of God. And I'll tell you what, I believe God hit his unbelief, Molly. I believe that earthquake was enough to shake him. But I'll tell you right now, in Acts chapter 16, God sent an earthquake. Paul and Silas in there singing, amen. God sent an earthquake. And but a lot of people was convinced that there was something to Paul and Silas. They'd been beaten, and here they were in chains. And instead of complaining, instead of weeping and crying, they started singing praise to the Lord. And God sent an earthquake, and it opened up the prison cells. And I want you to know that jailer woke up, and he come in there and said, Silas, what must I do to be saved? Sometimes, buddy, you can help people's earthquake.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Sometimes you can help people's unbelief.
Yes.
With whirlwinds and sinkholes and earthquakes. What about all these floods? You know what a flood does? Makes you see higher ground.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
They just showed one last night up in New York. It looked like a marina instead of a neighborhood. All you can see is the rooftop of houses and water everywhere. These floods. The Bible said God sends the rain in its season. He's the one who sent the great flood. He promised He wouldn't destroy the world no more but water. But I'll tell you what, I believe He speaks through those floods. I believe those people realize, buddy, that there is a God in heaven. And I want you to know He's to be greatly feared. I believe He helps a lot of people's unbelief as they go out there and they see the devastation and they cry out. And I'll tell you what, their heart's torn and they lose all kind of valuables through these whirlwinds and through these earthquakes and sinkholes and floods. But I'll tell you one thing they do. They can help your unbelief. Amen.
Yeah.
Brother Billy, people seek higher ground. When the waters start rising, I believe maybe we might need some floods. Amen. The old song said, they'll press along to higher ground. Yeah, I think y'all sung that song, didn't you? Seek higher ground. Amen. I believe there is some higher ground to be had. Amen. Peter, James, and John went up on that mountain. Jesus transfigured before them. And they saw Moses and Elijah. I believe we get on higher ground. We'll start seeing some things. Amen. Man, why dwell down there in the mother grove? Why dwell down there, buddy, when we got some higher ground? Amen. I believe God's trying to help the unbelief of this nation. Now, all other nations, they look at America. Man, we're a super nation. We're not going to be a super nation very much longer. We got some guy over there. He's like 30 years old or something like that. And he's got all the goods, all of our secrets that make us a super nation. I don't know about y'all. I've worked in a lot of factories, but I found out one thing that makes you superior to someone else is knowledge. And people know that. And they might share a little knowledge with you, but they won't tell you everything because they want to have superiority over you. So they'll just show you a little bit. Carolyn was talking this morning about showing other workers there how to do the sewing there. And you know what? She was superior to them because she had the knowledge and all the knew the knowledge and the skills to do what needed to be done, and that made her have superiority over them, and they were dependent upon her helping them to ever be able to do what they needed to do. That's what's made America a superpower. We have been blessed of God. Oh, by the way, Lady Gaga, she sung the new national anthem of America. Instead of the land of the free, she calls it now the land of the game. How true. How, what an insult that is to you and I. But they let that pervert sing that song. They ought to know better than that anyway. And she got up there like Rosie O'Donnell, made a mockery out of it, amen. I'll tell you right now, blood's been shed. Amen. Just so you can have freedom. Yeah. Blood's been spilled. Some hero, World War II, the president awarded him a medal, and he ended up getting missing, and he'd like to get it back, and he's a very modest man. He's not making no demands or nothing, but he'd like to have that medal back. He's on up in years now, but I want you to know he earned that medal. It belongs to him. But I want you to know, America, buddy, been blessed of God, been used by God to evangelize the world, but now has a problem with unbelief, now has a problem with ungodliness, and becoming more heathenistic as we speak. I'm telling you, God's helping the unbelief of this country. I believe, amen. Now, I'm at a conclusion, all this stuff. Floods cause people to seek higher ground. I'll tell you what, buddy. America better wake up. Also, I don't know if you've noticed tonight, but a lot of fires going on. Mm-hmm. Fires. Fires. It caused people to start thinking. I forgot how many houses were consumed in that fire they just recently had. I mean, just thousands of homes just burnt to the ground. People went out there and there wasn't nothing left. All gone. And they wept. I believe God's helping the unbelief of this nation. Those fires, I tell you what, buddy. God spoke through the fire. When Elisha withstood 850 false prophets of Baal, and the fire of God came down, and he hit their unbelief, Sister Carolyn, and the people of God said, "The Lord, He's God!" And they took them false prophets, and they slew them down to Brook Cherubim, amen. 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 I believe God can help unbelief, amen. I believe these fires Peter talked about in the last day in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 10 through 12. He said the heaven and earth will be on fire. He said they'll melt with fervent heat. Amen. I'm going to tell you now, buddy, when Abraham looked over towards Sodom and Gomorrah, it looked like what Adam bomb had hit. Amen. You know one thing about fires? They make you seek safety. I only know one safety, and that's the Lord. That's the only safe place I know. I know a lot of people, they've got all kind of safety. They've got burglar alarms, they've got guns, they've got attack dogs, they've got all kind of somebody's telling me that black boy and that other guy, he shot that black boy, I can't say the name, Trayvon, whatever his name, said he was a martial artist. And he was ready for an encounter, but he wasn't ready for that bullet. And that bullet took care of all that art, martial art training, all that stuff. That bullet ended all that, amen. Yeah. But I'll tell you, buddy, fires cause people to seek safety. He calls them to seek refuge. I'll tell you what, you just say what you want to, but I ain't going to stand and argue in a house that's burning down to the ground. I'm going to get out. I ain't gonna stay in a house when the waters are rising up and the furniture is floating. I'm gonna get out, amen. I believe America needs to wake up, amen. I believe America needs to look up, amen. I believe better America needs to see what's happening, amen. And I believe these things are happening because of the sins, amen, of this country. Amen. We've done endorsed same-sex unions. God says that's an abomination. We've done endorsed abortions of children, sacrificed them to devils. The good thing, and this is the only thing good about it, they go straight to heaven. Amen. Now the Bible says the fruit of the womb is His reward. So what we're doing is we're dishonoring God. He sends a blessing, and we say we're just going to cut that blessing off. You know, I don't know how many preachers or presidents or teachers or whatever has been aborted. I know one thing we'll never know because they're gone. But just imagine, buddy, in marriage day that they had abortion. Just imagine that. You just don't ever know what's going on. And we don't question. We don't ask. We just abort. But also, so-called churches, the Bible talks about they've become habitation of devils. I'll tell you, buddy, I believe when you get back to the book, then we need to read what the Bible says. And the Bible says nations that forget God will be turned into hell. Psalm chapter 9 verse 17. But in Amos chapter 4 verse 6 through 12. I'm going to sum it up this right here. God said, I have smitten, I have sinned,
I have overthrown, prepare to meet thy God. I'm telling you, God can help a nation's unbelief. Amen. I don't care how much money they got in Fort Knox. I don't care how great the military is. I don't care about the, what they call them, drones and the Scuds and the Patriots and the battleships. I'm telling you, buddy, God's dealing with this country according to its sins. The Bible said when God starts something, He'll finish it, Brother Melvin. And we're pretty close, I believe, to seeing this great nation. You know, it all started. I'll tell you when all this started. 9/11, 2001. We saw with horror two twin towers brought down. That's when it started. I believe that's when God took the hedge down. And all of a sudden we realized we've been made vulnerable to our enemies. Before Him, the God had told Abraham, I'm your shield, I'm your exceeding great reward. Abraham didn't have to worry about nothing. But if Abraham started living like America's been living, I'll tell you right now, the same God that said, I'm your shield and exceeding great reward, would have dealt with Abraham just like He's dealing with this nation. And when them twin tires failed, buddy, that's when it began. The beginning of sorrows. God said to Israel, you know, that's one of the complaints the devil said to God about Job. He said, you put a hedge about him. I'm glad God can put a hedge about Billy. I've got some things that's precious to me. I get up in the middle of the night and pray for my family. Say, Lord, we need that hedge of protection. I'm telling you, I don't know about you, buddy. I want that hedge of protection. I don't want God to take that hedge down. I don't want Him to turn me over to the devil and let him have free course upon me and make, I'm telling you, walk up down my back with hobnose boots on and plow up down my back, make his furrows deep. I want that hedge of protection. Amen. That's what I want, Carolyn. I want God to protect my home. When I go to bed at night, I don't worry about my house burning down. I don't worry about nobody breaking in. I get down and I say, Lord, I'm going to sleep tonight. And I want you to watch over all that we got and count it precious in your sight. And when I wake up in the morning, I'll praise you. Amen.
Amen.
I'll tell you right now, buddy. God don't have to have my unbelief. I done read the Bible through enough. I'll tell you right now, buddy, I know what it says. Amen. I know the depth, the length, the breadth, the Word of God. I'll tell you right now, buddy, I try to line away to wake up that Scripture. Amen. I'll tell you right now, buddy, I fear God. I got a good reason to fear God. Because it's health to your flesh. You want health? Fear God. It's health to your flesh. It'll add longevity to your life. You'll live long days. I'm telling you, you'll see good days if you learn to fear God. But don't have God. Try to help your unbelief. He can do it. He can do it. This nation has still got too big for God in its eyes. But it's not too big for God. The Bible said the nations were but a drop in the bucket to Him. And all in great works. Nebuchadnezzar looked around, Molly. He said, is this not Babylon which I have made? God said, buddy, to you it's spoken. Buddy, he realized God could help his unbelief. Hey man, they let him out. I don't know what seven times is, but whatever seven times is, he was chained to a stump. Till his hair grew like eagle's feathers. And his claws grew like his nails grew like claws. And brother, he was out there with a mind insane. Bible does say in him we live and move and have our being. He was completely insane. And after those seven times passed, the Bible said his reasoning came back. He realized, buddy, that the Most High rules in the affairs of men. God helped his unbelief. I'll tell you right now, I believe God can help our unbelief. I'll tell you, buddy, stay in the Word. Stay close to God. Because if there ever was a time, stay close to God. It's right now. The Bible said the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the last days there will be perilous times. People are going to break in your house. They're going to come in and invade your safety and your sanctuary. I'll tell you what you do. Pray. Say, God, watch over my family. Watch over all of mine. Lord, keep us safe. The safest place I know is under the shelter and wing of God. The safest place I know, Katie, is in His arms. Amen. My little boy, one night, the storm was storming, beating down upon the house, and I just read Psalms 56, verse 3. And that verse says, what time I'm afraid, I'll trust in Thee. I'm telling you, I don't know the safer place than Him. Amen. If a tornado comes through that door, I trust Him. Amen. Amen. Help my unbelief. I believe God can do it. This nation, it's not bigger than God. This nation, if it's got any sense at all, it'll start seeing the handwriting on the wall. Because when God starts something, buddy, He'll finish it. And I do believe. I personally believe. I don't know no other conclusion other than the fact that God is dealing with America.
Amen.
According to its unbelief, according to its sins and evil ways. And the further we drift, the more we're going to see the hand of God. Now the Bible said, whom the Lord loves, He chastens. And I do believe it's chastening, because if it wouldn't, we'd already be destroyed. We'd already be given over to our enemies. I look at Israel. Man, they believe. And they go so far and then they forgive. And here they go back to worshiping false gods. And God, He'd deal with them. And they return to God. And they go back out. And I'm sitting there thinking, God, what in the world's wrong with them? And we're doing the same thing. We're turning from the living God to false gods. And we're welcoming it on in. Hey, tolerance. Hey, we don't want no hate speech. We're all going to somehow merge. I'll tell you what, God's a jealous God. And I want you to know, He raised this nation up.
Amen.
I bear witness that God has used America to win multitudes to Christ. Every missionary has come from America. Bibles printed, oh, by the way, I can't think of his name now. I'm stalling here trying to remember this guy's name. Was it Stalin? Anyway, some infidel atheist. They could have been said he was going to destroy the Bible. Guess where they're getting printed at? In his house. That's where they print. They print them in his house. It's a Bible publishing place now. In his house. The very man that said, I'll do away with the Bible. I'll end it in my day. I can't remember his name. But he made the statement. He said, I'm going to do away with the Bible. And in my lifetime, I'm going to do away with it. I'm telling you, his life filled up. He left out of here. And his house now prints and publishes Bibles. So much for him. Amen. You reckon God helped his unbelief? God's got a little bit of humor, ain't He? I mean, the very man may have been I can't think of his name. It starts with an A. I almost said it, though. Yeah, he was a famous infidel, had a lot of money, didn't have much sense. But he said he's going to do away with the Bible. He said, in my lifetime, I'll do away with the Bible. God took his life out of here. Fit his unbelief. He don't have a problem being infidel no more. He knows now it's just too late. But in that very house, Gayla, they're printing Bibles. In the very house he lived in, it's a Bible printing company now. Father, do pray tonight, Lord, for this message that might find a lodging place in our heart. We might ponder upon the truths we've heard tonight. Lord, I pray you'll never have a problem with us believing in you. I pray, Lord, we'll be rich in faith. Lord, even when things don't make no sense, even when things are out of kilter, I pray you'll help us to cleave to you like Ruth did Naomi. And I pray all but death separate us. I do pray, dear Father, Lord, you bless these children of yours that are here tonight. Lord, I pray, Lord, you bless upon them. I pray your protection upon them. I pray, Lord, you keep them as the apple of your eye. I pray they'll see your blessing. I pray, Lord, they'll see the Lord, those handfuls on purpose. They see good days. And it'll be only one conclusion, that it all come from you. And Lord, we give you praise tonight and ask, Lord, you'd help us this invitation. I don't know what's needed, but I pray, Lord, if anything is needed to be done, you'll help. In Jesus' name, amen.
164.
I'd like to ask everybody to stand tonight. Are you having a problem believing tonight? God's got some help. He can help your unbelief. He helped that man's unbelief. He cast that devil out. That'd help anybody. I mean, buddy, right there, if you'd read a little further, he cast that devil out of that boy. That'll help somebody's unbelief, doesn't he? He said, I'll help your unbelief. Come out of it. He came out of it.
Are you having trouble tonight believing? Are you having trouble tonight? God's the very present help. Time of trouble. I'll tell you right now, He knows what I need. He knows when I need it, Carolyn. And He knows how to give it to me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Though there are a few times I do get kind of flatlined. But when I do, amen, sometimes God sends just what I need, right when I need it. And I'll tell you what, I'll take it every time. God bless you, Sister Gayla. Some of you godly women come here and play with us. Pray with your sister tonight. Maybe somebody else needs to come. God bless you. Bless you, Carolyn, Molly. Pray with Sister Gayla. What about you now? Have you had a problem believing? I want you to know, brother, He's one you can believe. He's one you can trust. One thing I like about God, it's impossible for God to lie. Therefore, we can have a strong consolation to believe His Word and believe Him to honor His Word. I don't know about you, but I take the Word of God and I hold God accountable. And I say, God, Your Word says this. I claim that promise. I need it today. I tell you, man, He'll honor that Word. Amen. Are you having trouble? Well, come on down. Appreciate Sister Gayla tonight. Lord, bless my sister, dear Lord, tonight. Lord, I thank You so much for Sister Gayla. Lord, what a blessing she's been to me. Lord, just to see Your hand upon her like mine is. I pray You bless her, Father. I pray, Lord, for her children. She mentioned this morning, Lord. I pray even right now You'll put them on somebody's heart. And Lord, they go to them, Lord. Help them with their unbelief. Get them to Calvary. Get them saved. And Lord, may they call her and tell them, Mom, you ain't gonna believe this. I just got saved. And Lord, I just pray, Lord, You'd ordain that from heaven. I pray, Lord, You'd order it, Lord, to be done. I pray, dear Father, we'd all remember it. Lord, it'd help our unbelief. We'd have more faith to call upon You. More faith, Lord, to believe in You, Lord. Bless my sister, dear Lord, tonight. Bless the Lord with Your mighty blessing. Amen. God bless you, Sister Gayla. Go on. Father, we pray, dear Father, tonight. Lord, on behalf of this lady, Lord, I pray, daughter, Lord, give serious love. Lord, You're gracious and merciful. Lord, I pray, Lord, He'd not let you come tonight, Father, in fact, Lord, that You're sending the warning to him. I pray for him right now, Father, that the dear God fall upon him like a pain of a woman and travail of child. I pray, dear Father, Lord, he'd run down here so I can get his hand to somebody else. Lord, I pray for Donnie. I love Donnie. I love him. I love Gayla. Lord, I love the Father like You love Him, Lord, the love of God. And I pray, dear Father, tonight, Lord, for him. Lord, he'd make things right tonight. I pray, Lord, we'd not leave this service, Lord, tonight. I pray, dear Father, Lord, tonight, Lord, with all the faith that You've ever given me, Lord, I call heaven to record tonight. Lord, I care for Donnie and watch him get saved tonight. I pray, Lord, the hand of God, the mighty hand of God, will get behind him, Lord, and usher him up here. Lord, I pray we see him get wondrously gloriously saved. Lord, those chest pains, Lord, if they, Lord, follow the course, Father, we know where we find him at, Lord. We know this life is temporal. We know these bodies, Lord, are not immortal. They're mortal. We know this corruption must put on incorruption. This mortal must put on immortality. Lord, we just pray that, Father, tonight, on behalf of God. Lord, I pray You help us for this prayer. Oh, Father, pray Your help. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Listen, I wish you'd think about eternity tonight. You know, God, He's gracious, kind, passionate, merciful, long-suffering, trustworthy. I wish you'd think about that tonight. God gives invitations. I know we give them, but the ones we give, they're of God. And all God's saying is, let me help you. Let me help you. Listen, He can help you. He helped that father with his unbelief. He helped that woman with that issue of blood. He helped that Samaritan woman, John chapter 4, with her thirst. He can help you. Won't you come tonight? I know it seems like service over with. It might not be. Maybe God's still dealing with you. Maybe this service is going on right now just because of that. I'll tell you, there's only one thing to do. Get to God, get to Him as quick as you can. And I'll tell you what, He can help you. I wish you'd come tonight. Is there anybody got anything on your heart tonight? I certainly want to try to be obedient. What you got there, Sister Sharon?
My sister worships like my sister. Her name is Georgia Bob. They did that. She's got cancer. First day of breast cancer. They removed both of her breasts. cargo breastbone, the lymph nodes under her arm. And they've done some more tests and things and stuff. And you come back cancer active. So it's somewhere else.
Yeah.
And I want everybody to remember.
Remember Georgia Boggs? I'll tell you right now, there ain't nothing too hard for the Lord. Things are impossible. Man, impossible God. There's no restraint with him. Little boy Jonathan, I said to his armor bearer, he said, come on, there ain't no restraint with God. And a little bee boy mowed Philistine like mowing grass. I mean, they just fell down in front of him. I just want you, we just know very little about God, but I want you to know this much. He's there for you.
Yeah.
If you need him, run to him. He can certainly help. If I was her, I'd say, somebody, get me to God. And somebody, pray for me. I need to get to God. I'll tell you right now, buddy, when things are in worst case scenario, there's still hope. And there's still help. Lazarus dead 4 days. Martha said, Lord, if you've been here. My father, he said, Lord, if you've been here, my brother hadn't died. He said, I'm here.
Yeah.
And he said, I'll tell you, your brother will live again. She said, I know he'll live again in the resurrection. He said, I am the resurrection. Amen. Mm-hmm. I just want you to know, worst case scenario, he brought Lazarus back to life. He said, Lazarus, come forth. And everybody's amazement. Here come Lazarus hopping out of the one out of the tomb. Jesus said, loose him. And they went over and took the grave clothes off and eat dinner with him. Amen. Is there anybody else tonight? I'm trying to be careful here. Listen, if you need to leave, certainly, if you need to leave, leave. If not, bear with us just a minute here. Is anybody else here tonight? I believe this is very serious.
Tonight. You know, Satan is raging right now.
Yeah, he is, Molly.
But don't give up.
Amen.
Keep on.
God bless you.
Because God will be there for you and nobody else.
Whew. Amen. I like the way she said that. God will be there for you.
Yes.
Amen.
Just keep hanging on.
Bless you, Sister
our
Molly.
Our
Amen.
Because God loves you.
Amen.
And He'll take you through whatever.
Yeah, He will. Yeah. And McCamey wrote a song. Something about the ways are under his feet or something like that. I'm going to take this off. I'm still a little hot for something like that. The ways are under his feet or something like that. Yeah, there you go, Brother Melvin. Yeah. Just remember this, buddy. That's the kind of God we're talking about here tonight. Now, the world, they got their God. And their God is a God of pleasure and lust and drugs and all that stuff. But I want you to know the one that inhabits eternity. Boy, he's a good God, a gracious God, loving, man, long-suffering. And he's long suffering to you. Are you going to let him be your God? Are you going to let him be your Lord? Are you going to let him help you? Or are you just going to let whatever come? I'll tell you. I believe I make my way to God tonight. Who else got anything on your heart?
You know, Brother Eddie, we have to learn to live by faith.
Bless you, Sister Carol.
Before I come to church tonight, I have a scar down. And I went and sat down in a chair beside the bed. And I said, Lord, me and you just need to talk.
Bless you, Carolyn.
And then I said, it's hard for me with my leg. I can't bend down. But
yeah.
I said, you know, maybe I can.
Bless you.
I got down and now said a prayer before I come to church.
Amen.
But you know, I have to learn. I have to live my faith.
Amen.
I do.
Amen.
Because all week long, 2-3 times this week, it's come to me. Substance of things hoped for.
That's right. Evidence of things not seen. Amen.
So many people not being saved because they don't understand.
That's true.
So many people.
That's true. Faith is kind of like God. You can't explain it. We see it, but it's kind of hard to explain. James said, I'll show you my faith on the works. And he said, faith without works is dead. And we do need to show our faith. And like Carolyn said, somehow we've got to ask God to have more faith. I believe we've got some trying days coming. And I believe the reason for the trying days is God's going to weed out the chaff from the wheat. And I don't think it's going to be that hard for him to do. But I believe when he starts it, buddy, it'll be a short thing. I believe it'll happen pretty quick. But is anybody here tonight? Got a need? We're done? Anything else on anybody's heart?
It's a good time to be a Christian then.
Yeah, it is, Brother Mary.
Certain times we're living in, it's close to the end times, I believe.
Amen.
When you see the same temptation, know it's the end of time, don't
it? That's right.
So, you know, it's a lot of things happen. Like you said, I've thought about this a lot.
Yeah.
All these tornado storms are coming, you know, and over the United States. I don't see all this happening to the other nations, you know. God brings judgment.
Yeah, he is.
And he deserves it, too. They're standing up for, you know, gays and all that. And
right.
Rights and be all right to pray for them, try to help get saved, but, you know, but we don't need to give them special rights.
That's true.
And to recognize them and give them special privilege and all that, you know, protection and all that, but it ain't right, but what's going on? God's displeased with it. So
yes.
He's wanting everybody to come to him too, to be saved, you know. I think it's a warning to people.
Yeah.
That's the way I thought of it, you know, is get ready, you know. A lot of people get ready, they don't seem like it.
Amen.
So many of them lost in the world, they don't seem to be taking the heed, you know.
Yeah.
Taking the warning, but I pray they will if it's too late. I'd hate to see anybody lost, but I hope they won't. The will be saved before it's too late. So let's
Amen.
Keep working, trying to get people.
God bless you, Brother Melvin. Amen. You know, when God started dealing with Egypt, He brought, you know, judgments upon them, and they just kind of brushed them aside because they were able to duplicate them. And all of a sudden, Buddy, God sent one, and they said, this is nothing less than the finger of God. I mean, they acknowledged that this was not of man. God told Moses, He said, smite the ground with your staff, and when He did, it became lies. And all of a sudden, Buddy, the magicians tried to do it, and they couldn't. They went and told Pharaoh. They said, take heed what you do with these men. This is nothing less than the finger of God. But they finally acknowledged this was an accident. These judgments. God was judging Israel. I'm sorry, He was judging Egypt, not Israel. But He was going to get His people Israel out. I want you to know God's judging America.
Amen.
And He's soon coming to get His people out. We're going to go out with a high hand. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes. Alright, God bless you tonight. We're done. Let's all stand. And Brother Bobby, would you please dismiss us with a word of prayer, brother?
Thank you, Lord, for this day and the blessings of life. Just pray, Lord, to just keep our country in its unbelief.
Bless you, brother.
Lord, just pray for those that are lost.
Help them, Lord.